In the battleground between quantitative and qualitative research methods, case studies have often been dismissed as the weaker approach. Yet some of the most groundbreaking insights in political science and international relations emerged from carefully designed case studies. What if the key to understanding complex social phenomena isn't always found in statistical correlations, but in the meticulous investigation of specific cases? This methodological masterpiece by George and Bennett rejects the false dichotomy between methods, demonstrating instead how they serve complementary purposes in the pursuit of knowledge. Think of statistical methods as satellite imagery, providing a broad overview of terrain, while case studies function as ground-level exploration, both essential for complete understanding. Case studies offer unique strengths that statistical approaches simply cannot match. They achieve high conceptual validity by allowing researchers to identify and measure indicators that best represent theoretical concepts across different contexts. Consider how variables like democracy or political culture resist consistent measurement through statistical coding. Case researchers can refine these concepts through contextualized comparison. Perhaps most importantly, case studies excel at identifying new variables and hypotheses through intensive study of deviant cases. When unexpected answers emerge during fieldwork, entirely new theoretical directions can develop. As one researcher noted during fieldwork in post-Soviet states, "I didn't know what variables were important until I got there and started talking to people." Process tracing forms the core of effective case study research, a method examining the causal chain connecting independent variables to outcomes. Rather than merely correlating variables, it investigates how causes produce effects by identifying intervening steps and causal mechanisms. Like detective work, it builds chains of evidence showing how specific outcomes occurred. When any hypothesized link fails to materialize, researchers must reconsider their explanations. Scott Sagan's work on nuclear weapons safety exemplifies this approach. While the U.S. safety record initially appeared to support high reliability theory, Sagan's process tracing uncovered numerous near misses that actually aligned with normal accidents theory. His examination revealed how organizational politics, human error, and system complexity nearly caused catastrophic accidents. By testing normal accidents theory in a context that should have favored its rival, Sagan created a strong basis for generalizing his findings. Critics often claim case studies use haphazard selection methods. George and Bennett counter with structured, focused comparison, bringing systematic rigor to qualitative research. This approach is structured because researchers develop general questions reflecting research objectives applied to each case, and focused because it examines only specific aspects rather than attempting comprehensive analysis. Their case selection strategies serve different purposes. Most likely cases, where a theory should apply but doesn't, help disprove theories, while least likely cases, where a theory shouldn't work but does, demonstrate a theory's broad applicability. The book introduces typological theorizing as a method for addressing complex social phenomena by identifying recurring configurations of variables that produce specific outcomes. Like medical syndromes combining symptoms for diagnosis, this approach addresses complexity without oversimplification, enables comparisons, and identifies non-occurring cases. Typological theories categorize independent variables for measurement and offer both individual variable hypotheses and contingent generalizations about variable interactions. Bennett, Lepgold, and Unger applied this approach to alliance burden sharing during the 1990-1991 Persian Gulf conflict. They identified 5 key variables affecting alliance contributions and developed a typology with 4 patterns. States that ride free, keep distance, reveal preferences and pay up, or become entrapped. This framework successfully predicted outcomes for Germany and Japan while identifying deviant cases revealing additional factors. The most productive research combines methods. Statistical analysis identifies broad patterns and outliers for deeper investigation, while case studies explore causal mechanisms and generate hypotheses. This multi-method approach has become common, with about 1 in 5 journal articles now employing multiple methodologies. Rather than competing, these methods enhance each other, like different instruments in an orchestra, creating a fuller sound. A significant gap exists between academic political science theory and policymakers' needs. This gap can be bridged through better communication and by emphasizing middle-range theories rather than highly general ones. While some political scientists value general theories that attempt to formulate broad-covering laws, these often have limited practical value. Middle-range theories, deliberately limited in scope, with well-specified conditional generalizations, prove more useful for policymaking. Policy specialists need 3 types of knowledge: conceptual models for strategies, conditional generalizations about when strategies succeed, and accurate models of target actors. For example, coercive diplomacy uses threats to stop hostile actions. To implement this concept, policymakers must determine what demands to make, how to create urgency, and whether to include positive inducements. Even the best theoretical framework cannot replace competent analysis by government specialists evaluating a strategy's viability in specific situations. As George Ball noted during the Cuban Missile Crisis, policymakers face an equation of compound variables and multiple unknowns that no computer could resolve. Case studies provide the contextual understanding needed to navigate such complexity. The Democratic Peace Research Program demonstrates how diverse methodological approaches can collectively strengthen political theories. Over 3 decades, researchers have established that democracies rarely wage war against each other, the closest thing we have to an empirical law in international relations. Research evolved through 3 generations, first using statistics to document the pattern, then employing case studies to examine causal mechanisms in near conflicts between democracies, and finally developing formal models tested through both statistical and case study approaches. Kenneth Schultz's exemplary work tests whether democratic institutions primarily constrain or inform decisions on force. While constraint theory suggests democratic publics resist war costs due to electoral accountability, Schultz's information theory argues democracy's transparency makes bluffing difficult but threats credible when opposition parties support them. His research demonstrates how opposition party positions signal credibility to foreign adversaries about state resolve. This integration of formal theory, statistical analysis, and historical case studies has become a model for contemporary international relations research. The methodological landscape has evolved toward a balanced mix of approaches. In top political science journals, approximately half of articles use statistical methods, half employ case studies, and about 1 in 5 successfully integrate multiple methods, reflecting a mature field where researchers recognize the complementarity of alternative approaches. A new generation of scholars with cross-methodological training has emerged, adept at bridging methodological divides. Trained in both quantitative and qualitative methods, these researchers can select the most appropriate approaches for their questions and understand the complementary insights different methods provide. The future of social science lies not in methodological purity, but in thoughtful integration of approaches tailored to research questions. By embracing the strengths of case studies alongside statistical and formal methods, we gain a more complete understanding of our complex social world. The question isn't which method is superior, but which combination best illuminates the phenomena we seek to understand, moving us beyond methodological tribalism toward a more nuanced, comprehensive social science.